We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Hey, I heard you missed us. We're back. Yeah.
This is Overtime.
Are you ready?
You guys ready?
KMOX News Time is 8:33. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Overtime. Hello, Charlie Brennan.
Good morning, Debbie and everyone.
Do you like this song? Is that why you're looking like that?
You know, we're changing the music here at the station.
You got the memo? The first time. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Foreigner, but is it Head Games or Feels Like the First Time? Okay. Hi, Amy Marks-Kors.
Hey, Debbie.
And welcome to Rock and Roll Trivia.
I know. What a great day in AM radio.
Okay, so I've decided that sometimes President Trump is not tweeting himself. He does tweet a lot, but when he uses words like promulgate in his tweet, I think that is those are staffers. But when he attacks Claire McCaskill, that's him. So he's attacking Senator McCaskill as a phony in a tweet yesterday after she used a private plane, I believe her husband's plane, during part of a recent RV road trip through Missouri to visit veterans. Trump and Republicans are piling on McCaskill for taking flights on her husband's company plane. McCaskill said, "Paying on my own dime to visit more Missouri veterans is not something I'm going to apologize for." Charlie, who wins that PR battle?
Oh, gosh, this is so silly. I talked about this yesterday. You know, we've got crime in the streets. We've got an opioid crisis. We've got the care at the VA. And it kind of reminds me of when our friends were doing a profile of Josh Hawley, the attorney general, because he was working out at a Columbia gym in the middle of the day. And then I said, you know, this is so silly. It's not an important issue. And that's how I feel with Senator McCaskill's trips around the state. Now, it was described as an RV tour. Who cares how she gets anywhere, whether it's RV or rickshaw or airplane? Airplane is a great method of travel. I don't even know why it's a controversy here in Missouri. Like, should the governor travel by plane or by bus? Who cares? Get the job done. Let's get some jobs and let's answer some of our problems. And in the case of the president, he wades into this one. You know, by the way, I think he can use a word like promulgate. I'm not saying he has no vocabulary, but he's weighing in like this is a big deal. And then she has to respond and she pulls the veterans card. She goes, "Well, I was traveling to visit veterans." Like, she's waving the red, white, and blue. How silly, the whole thing.
Well, it's like, why call it an RV tour if you are flying around? Because to me, even if it is insignificant, it does reek of an intent to deceive, because you want to make it seem like you're one of the people not flying around on a private jet. And then, of course, you have Trump calling her out, which is like the pot calling the kettle black. It's like a battle of cookware here. I don't know. I guess everyone's fair game. But it's weird to me because I'm like, this seems like rather a frivolous peccadillo for her to choose.
Absolutely.
Because you have so many opportunities to lie on the campaign trail. Why not just be honest where it doesn't matter?
Well, you know, when you think about it, is she really relating to the common guy by going around in an RV? I mean, with all due respect to Byerly, you know, the poor people aren't traveling around in RVs. If she really wanted to, you know, relate to the common guy, she might take Greyhound, right? And so I think the whole thing.
Well, they make too many stops. It's not like they're going to stop at every veteran's home. They don't make personal stops. Could you stop like down the street at this veteran's home? No, I'm sorry. That's not the stop.
What she's saying is that she actually went to a lot of the sites by RV. And apparently there was a drawer or a door that was broken. It was driving her crazy. So when she went home at night in Kansas City or St. Louis, she flew a plane and they added one extra stop, St. Joseph. And so she flew there. And now we're even parsing the explanation, mm-hmm. as if any of this matters.
Senator, like, she has things to do. What if she had a meeting? And so, you know, it takes 5 hours to get there on the RV, but she had some things, so she met the RV there on one stop.
Like,
really? Is that a big deal?
Cool is that? Like, if I were, especially if I were going to be like a U.S. senator, I would want to drive my RV everywhere. I'd just roll up to the Capitol in my RV and get out and be like, what's up, guys? Let's get this done.
Well, I guess the message, though, is Claire McCaskill should spend more taxpayer dollars. She should have flown on a taxpayer-paid-for plane, right? Instead of her husband's plane, which would have been free. So spend more tax dollars.
That's right, yeah.
I guess. All right, let's talk about, well, Amy and I, and actually Michael Calhoun and I, were talking about volume and grams. I guess it's the whole metric thing that I just can't envision 100 grams of anything.
Well, that's because, Debbie, there are two types of countries in this world, those that use the metric system
and us,
and those who have walked on the moon. That's all I want to say.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office is no longer going to prosecute some marijuana cases, including those if you are caught with less than 100 grams, which to me sounded reasonable because I don't know how much 100 grams is. But according to Senator Gary Wiegert, he thinks that is a dealer size quality. He says 100 grams is enough to fill a paper grocery store bag. I have to believe him because I don't know any different. The St. Louis Police Officers Association is calling Gardner's new policy alarming and accuses her of neglecting her duty to prosecute felonies. What do you think, Amy?
Well, she's not tough on crime. I think we've established that, and I think it's not a surprise that she would err on the side of neglecting her duties, because the whole carjacker situation, the guys who were breaking into the cars, and then the police had looked for them forever, finally found them, she lowers the bail, they escape. That's, like, really irking me. Like, let's try to cut down on some crime. So
they're back in custody, by the way, just a caveat. They are back in custody.
Two of them.
The both of them, and their bail is $250,000 now.
Keep it that way, yeah.
Aren't there two others that are missing?
I guess. These apparently are the two, quote-unquote, masterminds.
Yeah. So I think it's not surprising, although what I do think is a crime is a crime, and I think it's dangerous when you overstep those bounds, even if you anticipate that something's going to be legal later.
Thoughts, Charlie?
Yeah, you know, it's not the biggest issue in front of the city of St. Louis, the marijuana users, although it is still, don't forget, and you know, I guess many people choose to ignore the fact that the federal law, which is supposed to supersede state and local, still bans the possession or the use or the distribution of marijuana. And so here we do have yet another politician, this time the circuit attorney for the city of St. Louis, who's saying she's going to ignore that. She also ignored the 4,000 traffic tickets that were written by the State Highway Patrol last year. She doesn't think that's an issue. So I agree with Amy. She doesn't seem to be too tough on law and order unless it's invasion of privacy or a donor list.
KMOX News Time is 8:40. We'll have traffic and weather on the way, and then round two of OT coming up.
This is Overtime.
Don't you understand? We can't stop ourselves.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Charlie Brennan, Amy Markscores, Debbie Monterey, round two of Overtime. And speaking of heat, actually, it felt pretty good this morning. I was trying to enjoy it as I rode in with the windows down. But scientists are warning that we could be in real trouble if the Antarctic ice sheets keep melting. A team of 80 scientists reported that Antarctica's ice sheet is melting at a rapidly increasing rate, now pouring more than 180 billion tons of ice into the ocean every year. If this continues to happen, some of the scientists say their worst fears about rising oceans will become a reality, and those living in low-lying areas will be in real trouble. Charlie, do you think this latest news will have any impact on global warming skeptics?
Well, you know, they're already talking about property in Boston and in Florida that's low-lying, and it's next to the water, of course, that, you know, the front street might soon be underwater in many communities. I don't know about skeptics and global warming and how they're going to react to any of this, but if you've got beachfront property and you start losing a foot or two of it a year, that may have an effect on how you look at these issues.
Nope, I don't think so, because I think the skeptics have already made up their mind. It's kind of like the flat earthers. Like, you kind of have, we've kind of presented all the evidence we can that the earth is round. And so at that point, you're like, well, I got to hand it to you. Way to stick to your guns. There's no more evidence to produce. So no, I think the true global warming skeptics are going to stay right where they stand.
Speaking of flat earthers, I saw one of the most hilarious memes. So apparently the Flat Earth Society on their Facebook page, somebody had put a little comment that flat earthers have members around the globe. I'm like, did you read that before that's you amazing. Posted that? Because you're flat earthers. Anyway, they probably didn't
across
get it.
The plane is what they should have said.
Around the globe. All right. I don't know if this is worth $3,500 to either one of you, but you can stay at the Influenza Hotel. St. Louis University is paying people $3,500. Meals, internet, TV included, a nice 2-week stay. So I guess if you want some peace and quiet, it'd be a nice way to get away. But you have to agree to be exposed to the flu. So they will give you the flu, you know, a little nasal shot of influenza virus up your nostril. And then they're going to observe you and give you a dose of the virus. They're trying to test the effectiveness of this new flu vaccine. So everybody is going to be exposed to the flu. Half of the people with a placebo, half with the vaccine. What do you think, Charlie? Would that be worth it? 2 weeks, $3,500?
Well, if I needed $3,500 and I didn't have $3,500, I would definitely do it. That sounds like good money pretty quickly. Yeah,
you
why
can't
not?
Have a chronic illness, though, because the flu can kill you if you do. So
well,
you have to be
the
a healthy
flu
person.
Is a killer. I'm sure that's why they're doing the research. But under the careful supervision of these researchers, I've never heard that the researchers have been, you know, lazy or inept or careless. It's not at SLU anyway, so I would definitely do this.
Yeah, my initial reaction, I mean, always being a little short on cash, was like, heck yeah, I'll do this. But then I thought, what if it's something like a horror film? Because this is always how these horror films start, where it's a simple experiment, and then suddenly they accidentally give you some kind of weird mutated form of the virus, and you turn into a zombie, or even, and they have to keep you in this
the
hotel.
The rage virus,
yes,
like 28 days later.
For years and years, and it's like, or the plague, and you have the plague, and the world is dying out, and you're stuck in this room, and you've been living for 1,000 years because eternal life is also like one of the side effects. I don't know. I just feel like too many things could go wrong.
So no for Amy.
No for me.
Although 2 weeks in a hotel, like away from everything, it's kind of, it could be a
hotel.
And they pay you for it.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah, quote, unquote. Although, you could
like
be sneezing and hacking up a lung the entire time, so that wouldn't be that restful. All right, yesterday we did touch on this Reggie Bush lawsuit. He injured himself sliding on the cement. But the newest part of this is that the city of St. Louis is off the hook. So the city of St. Louis and the sporting authority here doesn't have to be involved in this lawsuit at all. However, the Los Angeles Rams are still on the hook for this, meaning Stan Kroenke is on the hook for this lawsuit and will have to pay Reggie Bush. Any feelings one way or the other about Stan Kroenke getting a nice big fat legal bill, Amy?
Oh, yeah. I had that slow Grinch smile like creep over my face. And I'm like, let the karma train begin.
Well, I'll tell you what. If anyone has money to appeal this, it would be Stan Kroenke. And he has been in lengthy litigation with local developers. And he's got just, I think it's not only legal money that he's got, but he's got the will to litigate. I'd be surprised if he pays one dime to Reggie Bush.
You know, you're probably right. He would just keep appealing it just to be a jerk.
And he would. He has done things like that.
All right. We need to take a break here. And when we come back, we'll talk about a new way possibly to get to O'Hare Airport. That sounds totally cool to me. It is 8:48.
KMOX.
You ready? Let's go.
This is Overtime.
It is 8:51. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Amy Markscores and Charlie Brennan. Eco-conscious shoppers and those looking for premium athletic and outdoor gear at a lower price now have a new option to consider: refurbished goods sold on the North Face Renewed website. The brand is launching a pilot program that sells hoodies, down jackets, hiking tights, and other garments made from returned, damaged, or defective goods. Charlie, would you like to see other brands follow suit?
Why not? You know, don't we already recycle a ton of clothing already through our thrift stores? I've never seen so many thrift shops in my life. As a matter of fact, a bunch of us volunteered at the Baitul Mal, which is actually an Islamic thrift store that all stuff is free. It's run by the Islamic Foundation. It's on Southwest near the Hill. And it actually services all populations in the greater St. Louis area. And you know, you go in there and you can get your shoes, your books, your children's clothing, your adult clothing, and you don't have to pay a cent. not a cent. And some of the quality is very good. I mean, people donate some junk for sure.
Yeah.
But they also donate some very fine clothing as well. And that's in addition to the Salvation Army, Mayor's Goodwill, and all the others. Mm-hmm. I'm not against anyone taking old rags and turning them into nice new clothing, but we already have thrift stores which kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, well, this is, North Face is expensive stuff. So if you can get some North Face stuff that just was returned.
Well, and that's actually my issue is I think it's great as long as you're like not a real outdoors person, because the last thing I want to do is be like climbing Mount Everest with some used gear that somebody returned because it's defective. So I have this idea. It's like Eddie Bauer for people who aren't outside. We call it Urban Eddie. So I think as long as you have like Urban North Face, it's like for people who just wear it walking around the streets to work. Yeah, it's fine.
It's like people who have a Land Rover because they do a lot of, driving in the mountains. Not okay. Speaking of driving, this sounds so cool. If you have ever tried to get from downtown to O'Hare Airport, downtown Chicago to O'Hare, you can get stuck in traffic forever. There's never not traffic in Chicago. How about the Boring Company, which is Elon Musk's deal? They are going to fund this project entirely that would put two underground tunnels from downtown to O'Hare, where you would be in some electric vehicle that go about 150 miles an hour and get you from downtown to O'Hare in 12 minutes. Amy, are you game?
Well, despite the fact that I'm afraid of the flu horror story, I'm really not a worst case scenario type person. But I would be this. I do feel that way with tunnels. So no, I wouldn't take this for the first couple of years because we'd get stuck in the tunnel or the train would explode or something horrible like that. So I'm going to wait a few years.
Disaster Amy today.
I know, I'm really not a fear monger, but like you hit on the sore spots for me is the flu and tunnels.
Let's see what happens. They're going to have these pods that they're going to accommodate, I think, 16 people, and they're going to charge between $20 and $25 a ride. And the whole thing's going to cost $1 billion. So how are they going to make the money back? That I don't understand. I mean, how many riders at $25 will go from the loop in Chicago to O'Hare? I guess Elon Musk is going to take all advertising revenue, all passenger revenue, and naming rights or something like that. But I don't know how this is going to work.
Maybe he'll put like a flu virus into the ventilation, turn them into zombies, and then he only sells the cure, Amy. Right.
Like snakes on a plane,
yes.
But it's flu in a tunnel.
Yeah, am I on to something?
Yeah.
All right, we don't have time, do we? Oh, 55? Okay. We were just talking about Stan Kroenke. There are still St. Louisans who are determined to get some kind of football here that is not soccer. I think if we get any kind of football, it probably should be soccer. But what about the XFL? Explore St. Louis is talking to some groups who are interested in bringing the XFL to America's Center. Charlie, do you think we have any interest in XFL?
Well, apparently so, because Kitty Ratcliffe from the Tourist Commission is meeting with officials of them, and they're talking about possibly starting this league next February. So who knows? I know there's a lot of football fans out there. This might just meet their needs.
No, I have no interest. I would rather seep in bitterness and regret.
Yeah.
And maybe Stan Kroenke will get the flu.
Maybe.
And become a
zombie. I'll just wish the flu on him.
All right. Well, if you want a professional basketball team, we do have the St. Louis Surge here. And they still have, I think, 4 home games. And they are 2-time national champions. So go.
There you go.
Go, do that instead of XFL, maybe. All right, it's time for us to say goodbye on Overtime. Charlie Brennan holds forth after news at the top.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.